What could be the final college tournament of Julie Gukian's career began today in North Canton, Ohio, where Grand Valley began play in its NCAA Super Regional. And though qualifying for an NCAA final in golf is often more difficult than playing in one, the Laker senior remains confident of her team's chance at Glenmore Country Club, where Grand Valley played and won Walsh University's Cavalier Classic earlier this season.
Everybody on our team is 100% capable. The team as a whole is 100% capable. I think that if we play that course like we know how to play that course, we've been to that course every single year since I've been on the team, including this year. So we've already played one tournament there at the regional course, and I think it sets up well for our team. There's nothing that's really too quirky about it that'll throw us for some crazy loop. So I think that if we just, you know, have the right mindset and go into it with positive attitude, definitely capable of, you know, going on to the next level for sure.
I mean, I've got three upperclassmen that have played this regional championship course probably more than they have any other golf course in their collegiate career. So, and they play well on it. And that's huge. I mean, as a golfer, if you have a bad experience on a golf course, it's really hard to get rid of those feelings and those vibes that you have out there. And definitely my upperclassmen, Julie, Alex, and Sam, have all good vibes on this regional golf course that we're about to play. And I think that's going to be huge in terms of going in comfortably, feeling comfortable on the golf course, and getting the job done.
Last year's Lakers squad finished fourth at the NCAA championship in Colorado, thanks in large part to the brilliant collegiate finale for Gabby Shipley, who birdied the final hole to win medalist honors by a single shot. Gukian has played in the shadows of both Shipley and former Laker Kelly Hartigan during her Grand Valley days, but has absorbed plenty about tournament golf from both.
A lot of those, even just being on the team with Kelly and Gabby, like, a lot of respect for both of them, great players, but they both are just so different too. Like, it's kind of almost like refreshing to see how well both of them succeeded and how different they both were. So and even just like how they led and how they did different things, and I mean, no one better than the other, just kind of their own styles of doing things. But just playing on the team with them and seeing their success, it's motivating, and you try to take something away from that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think Julie looked up to Kelly. They were really close and good friends, and had a really good relationship. You know, everybody's golf game is different and how they approach this game. We all know that. And certainly Julie's strength is, you know, she's not long off the tee, but she doesn't miss many fairways. I think her fairway percentage is like in the 80 percentile. When she succeeds, it's going to be, you know, when her short game's on and she's making some putts. So that's definitely where we spend a lot of time is in the, you know, the short game area with Julie. But I definitely do think that, you know, she would be closer mimicking to a Kelly Hartigan type of golf game.
And while Shipley and Hartigan were both headliners as college players, Julie Gukian has had her own moments. This year, she broke through to win as an individual at Glenmore, where her two-day score of 145 was best by four shots. But even before that, she had established herself as a force in local golf circles by winning the Golf Association of Michigan Championship in 2015 at Owosso Country Club.
I went pretty low the first day and was tied for the lead after the first day. And I mean, there was college golfers from all over the state, even some from out of state in the Midwest there, so it's kind of tough to sleep on that lead and didn't want to really think about it. Coming out and being able to put together another good round day two was really exciting and kind of showed myself more than anything that, you know, you're capable of this. So definitely a mental workout to go out and try and play well 2 days in a row, but that was, I feel like that was kind of one of the moments that kind of set you apart. Like, once you do it once, you know you can do it again.
Confidence is everything in this game. And, it, you know, winning definitely helps that confidence. Certainly you can, you know, develop confidence in other ways in this game, but definitely winning is a huge, you know, huge asset when it comes to building confidence.
A few days ago, Julie Gukian found out she had been named a GLIAC All-Conference selection for the third straight year. And while her team didn't start the year expecting to challenge for a national title the way last year's squad did, Grand Valley might gather itself for another big showing during the final month of this campaign. If the Lakers can replicate their April success this week in Canton, they would then move on to the national championship at Findlay Country Club in Ohio, where they missed winning an event by just two shots last fall.
We've got seven girls that can compete for the top five spots, and in my 9 years here at Grand Valley, it's been the most competitive it's ever been for that top five lineup, and has changed multiple times. And that's good. You know, you have to have that in collegiate golf, is some inter-team competition that drives everybody to get better all the way through the national championships.
With the women's team slogging through another spring of uncertain weather, the month of May could bring better fortunes for a team Rebecca Mayhew believes is arguably deeper than last year's. And in stroke play tournaments, where steadiness often wins out over spectacular play, the Laker leader is hoping Julie Gookian can finish her career in a fashion similar to Gabby Shipley's final moment 12 months ago. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.